Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. John talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana. It's a wonderful morning. The Lord has made on a Monday, July 25th. And we're going to start a study in Romans, the book of Romans. It's been called the Apostle of Paul. Paul wrote this from Corinth. Rome was a seat of government for the Empire of Rome. And it said all roads lead to Rome. So we're going to start this study on the, well, again, it's called the Gospel of Paul, but this is a very, very strong missive that Paul wrote to the Romans. So let's get started. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, and I say it lightly, politely, the Greek word doulos, which means a slave. Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. First he was a slave, or he was a servant of Jesus. Then after he was a servant of Jesus Christ, and he served Jesus Christ called him to be an apostle. That was his gift that was given to him by God, by Jesus Christ. And so an apostle means an ambassador. So he was a servant of Jesus Christ, and he became an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And there's a few things you have to do before you get further responsibility. You have to serve, be faithful, and then you have to get your calling, your gifts, your anointing, and then you're separated unto what you're called to. And he was separated. He was dedicated to his calling of the gospel of God. This is the good news of God. It's not, the gospel means good news, so it's the good news of God. It's not the good news of the government. It's not the good news of somebody just had a baby. It's not the good news of a good stock market report. It's not the good news that you're going to hear every day on radio or TV. No, this is the good news of God, our Creator. Verse 2. Which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. He's talking about all the Old Testament. He spoke it out. He laid it out there. He promised before by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures. He's talking about 400 to 500 years. The last prophet spoke before this was written. And so then you have another 1,000 years or so that God used prophets to explain and tell what this good news is about. And here it is. This is the good news of God. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. As the flesh goes, as our bodies go, as our DNA goes, David came through, or Jesus Christ came through the seed or the DNA of David. He was of the bloodline of David and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That's the difference. He was declared to be the Son of God. fulfilled what the prophet said, and he came through right bloodline, that the word of the prophet said, and then he fully proved that he was Son of God, that he was God in the flesh, by the resurrection from the dead. Nobody else has done that. That proves it. There might have been some other folks that said they were the Messiah because they had all the bloodline, and they were blue bloods, and they were the right religion. And like Paul the Apostle says, I'm a Pharisee, the Pharisee, et cetera, et cetera. No. Paul didn't resurrect from the dead. Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead to prove the prophets and to put the final proof by his resurrection from the dead. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a song I like, and part of the lyrics is, all God's children must be born again. We were all born again, just like Paul the Apostle. You must be born again. And so we're all called to be saints, and we all go through the same blood. We get into the same family, and nobody's accepted. There's no expectation. Okay. Verse 8, first I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I have mentioned of you always in my prayers, making requests if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. God's will leads him this way. He wants a prosperous journey. He knows it would happen. For I long to see you, verse 11, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. He wants to solidify them in their faith. He wants them to be strong in their faith, not wavering, not wondering, not having doubts. Doubt's good, because doubt leads to confirmation. When you doubt something, you search it up to see if it's true. And he wanted to take that doubt away. Verse 12, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I had purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So really, the categories of Paul's talking about is you have your Jews, then you got the Greeks, then you got everybody else, the barbarians, uneducated. The Jews are the religious. The Greeks are the unreligious, but they're educated, intelligent. And then barbarians, they're uneducated, not intelligent, not religious. So to the wise and the unwise. Verse 15. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The power of God unto salvation. God created everything by speaking it into existence. This salvation is just as powerful as God's creation. Matter of fact, he says, when you trust trust in Christ, you become a new creature. You're born again. That's the power of God in salvation. A new creature. And he says to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. You and I are righteous. And it's the righteousness of God because of our faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the belief that Jesus was God in the flesh and resurrected from the dead. That's our righteousness. Our righteousness is believing that God made you a new person, born you again, gave you the Holy Spirit because of your faith in the gospel and the faith in the word of God being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That's the righteousness of God. And we grow in this faith as we experience the truth. We experience the truth of the word of God and of our walk in Christ and the Holy Spirit. From one faith being fulfilled to the next faith. Faith is being, knowing you're saved, and then experiencing by walking in faith the next knowledge being fulfilled. And that strengthens your faith. And so then you go on to the next knowledge that you have experienced. And you're strengthened by that to the next step in knowledge of the Word of God and knowledge of the Holy Spirit. You take that next step of faith. That's how the righteousness of God is fulfilled in us, by us putting faith in the Word of God, putting faith in the Holy Spirit, putting faith in our prayer to Almighty God, and by strengthening and seeing these scriptures and our prayers fulfilled, we are strengthened, faith is developed, and we go to the next step of faith. That's the righteousness of God, because the just shall live by faith, and we are just, and that's how we live our life, by faith. In the Word of God, in the Holy Spirit, in prayer, and by every day putting our faith in that, and then by doing that, we find ourselves justified. And justified means as if I had never sinned in the eyes of God. And that's what really counts. Our fellowship, our walk with God, by walking in the will of God, we walk by faith. And we experience, we are confident in it, that we are just with God because our development of our relationship with God, a personal relationship, we understand how awesome God is, how real he is. In a personal way. We'll stop there. We'll pick it up. God bless you. WSM217@gmail.com